Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
Good morning, Barbara Friedman.
Good morning, Kino.
Looking at all the trending stories, the lady who coined the phrase trading, well, trending whole day. Facebook banned a staggering 2.2 billion fake accounts. 2.2 billion fake accounts in the first 3 months for 2019.
Crazy, eh?
Unbelievable.
So this is almost as many as the total number of genuine people who use the social network Facebook. 2.38 billion genuine monthly active users and 2.2 billion fake accounts in the first 3 months of the year. Anyway, so yesterday they released it, the third edition of its Community Standards Enforcement Report. So that's where this info is coming from. And the report details the company's efforts to keep its platform clear of fake accounts, abusive material, illegal activity, spam, etc. And I suppose just to look at the stats, it's jumped. Quite a lot over the last year or so. And they say that's partly because there have been these automated attacks where people or parties attempt to create large volumes of accounts at one time. You know, there's just a real concerted effort to get this stuff out there. But Facebook are, they say, hitting back, and they're getting down a lot more and a lot more quickly. On the hate speech front, it's also climbed to 4 million in the most recent quarter from 3.3 million in the previous 3 months and 2.5 million in 2018. So that's climbed. And I suppose it's just, let's just hope that, that it's genuine and that they are managing to get on top of it.
Well, it is good news. And then women are more productive in warmer offices because it makes their brains perform better, according to the study.
I thought this was really interesting. I didn't know that this was even a thing. So apparently studies have been done in the past. Men have slightly higher body temperatures than women. And so as a result, most office buildings, apparently, according to other research, has always set – there's a decades-old formula that uses the metabolic rates of men to set the thermostat in most offices. So basically, women complain that the temperatures are too low. But now they've discovered for the first time this is not just for comfort, but actually it's also about productivity, because this new research shows that – after doing this research, that women and men participated in an experiment doing verbal and mathematical problems, and women performed better at that slightly higher temperature.
Well, there you go. So they're going to do it somewhere in between.
I don't know, because they say, look, they say that the that it affects men too, but not as significantly. And they're saying that it's statistically significant. Can I just add this? They upped the temperature in the experiment by 1 degree Celsius. They got a 1.76 increase in the number of math questions solved correctly by women. And they say that is statistically highly significant.
Statistically. Okay. Wonderful. Now, let me ask, Palesa, is the temperature okay for you? I've got to ask. Palesa says it's fine.
Give us some maths problems.
No, I'll give us some maths problems right now. Now, let's move on to the final one. Amazon's Alexa and Apple's Siri fuel stereotypes that women are subservient. This is according to a UN report about this whole thing. That's why I use Google Home.
Yeah. So, you know what what the UN report is saying is that, and I know some people are going to go, oh, really? Is this really a story? But I think it's kind of interesting. I mean, they're saying that they've done the research and that it shows that most people respond to how people respond to different voices. And the report says that almost exclusive market of female voice assistants fuels stereotypes that women are obliging, docile, and eager to please helpers. And, you know, so it's the way that requests are made, and then they get this particular voice. You know, 100 million smart speakers were sold in 2018. And I'm going to read this because I'm not putting this across well. Amazon and Apple have in the past said consumers prefer female voices for their assistants, with an Amazon spokesperson recently attributing these voices with more sympathetic and pleasant trays. And they're saying now that people have found been found to like specific masculine tones when listening to authority, but prefer female tones when in a helpful context.
I don't know. I just prefer a female voice on Google Home. I don't want some oak. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm not. There's one thing you can't accuse me of as being sexist or anything like that. So
no, but it's interesting that I think some of it's quite unconscious.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, listen to you, for example. I could listen to you for days. Barbara Friedman, thank you very much. Bob's wire, of course, giving you all those trending stories.